the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Downtown Springfield has undergone many changes during the past 5 years, but the opening of the Roy Blunt Jordan Valley Innovation Center, or JVIC, marked one of the biggest changes for the encouragement of economic development in the area. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Alan Kunkel is the director of JVIC, and he joins me today.
I think the common misconception of JVIC is we are not a business incubator. It's a research, development, and commercialization facility where we go out and find long-term strategic partners that we can help over the long term. We have our four main partners that we have been collaborating with for the last five-plus years, actually. They are the Mercy Medical Research Institute, locally here in Springfield. We have Brewer Science, based out of Rolla, Missouri. We have CrossLink, based out of the St. Louis Fenton area, and then Lockheed Martin Nanosystems, which our partners are based out of both California and Boston.
There are two centers that operate within JVIC. Kunkel said current medical projects in the Center for Biomedical and Life Sciences will help with wound healing.
We're doing a project right now with Mercy Medical Research Institute, what we call the corneal wound healing. It's a partnership between Mercy and the Center for Biomedical and Life Sciences. And the whole purpose there is to help individuals in the battlefield. So many times personnel will get injured, whether they have a wound or damage to an arm or a leg. And that's where all the attention comes in terms of stabilizing the person and getting back to safety. And lots of times they also have had eye damage because of an explosion. And this is a way where they could easily apply contact that will maintain the eye from getting further damage and also start the healing process. It's a quick application, and then once they get back to proper medical facilities, then they can take that next step. The Center for Biomedical and Life Sciences is also doing a project with CrossLink that also is a wound healing type of program, but this is more for burns, stabs, wounds, things on your surface of your skin. So most people put a bandage on a lot of wounds, and it's soothing, but sometimes it causes more damage than it actually is helping, and this is more of a smart bandage approach to applying the right amount of healing at the right amount of time.
Kunkel said several important projects are also underway in the Center for Applied Science and Engineering.
One project I will mention real quickly is a project that's going to give us new capabilities long term, which we're excited about. That lab is being built out as we speak. It's going to give us some additional three-dimensional composite technology. But we're working right now, we're working with a company out of Boston to basically develop a unique composite processing capability based on advanced state-of-the-art braiding technology used to create structural components of unmanned aircraft vehicles. That project will help the company, but also give us long-term capabilities to help other companies locally and bring other projects to the Jordan Valley Innovation Center. One of the projects that involves Lockheed Martin Nanosystems, that company is part of the Lockheed Martin Space Systems Division, and a lot of their work has been based on creating carbon-based electronics, electronic circuitry that are using carbon nanotube technology. This new system will withstand solar flares, solar radiation, other disruptions in space in terms of meteor issues, things like that. So this technology has a wide range of applications, and that's one of the things that the Lockheed Martin Nanosystems Division is working on.
JVIC will celebrate its fifth anniversary on June 1st at the center.
We wanted to take an opportunity to recognize Senator Blunt and really celebrate our 5 years since we opened the facility. That morning, we'll have a reception networking opportunity between 8:30 and 9. The formal program will start at 9, which will feature a variety of university and community leadership, and then also, obviously, featuring Senator Roy Blunt. After the program, the Jordan Valley Innovation Center will be open for tours, so it's a good opportunity to come and see the facility, talk with the companies. All the companies will be open for tours. But in addition to JVIC, other Idea Commons facilities will be open as well, Brick City, the Art and Design Department, as well as the Placer Center. So I urge the people that come to the event to make plans to stay a little bit later and tour some of the facilities.
More information is available online at jvic.missouristate.edu. Alan Kunkel is the director of JVIC, and I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.